Do you have questions about the Bible, cults, the occult, world religions, or other related topics? Have you ever been stumped by something that appears to be a contradiction in the Bible? Then you've tuned to the right place. Coming up in just a few minutes, you can hear your questions answered on the Bible Answer Man broadcast, a production of the Christian Research Institute, hosted by Hank Hanegraaff. The Christian Research Institute exists to provide Christians worldwide with carefully researched information and well-reasoned answers, information to encourage them in their faith and equip them to intelligently represent it to people influenced by ideas and teachings that assault or undermine Orthodox biblical Christianity. For further information or to search our vast library of resources, go to equip.org. That's equip.org. We do what we do because truth matters.
Multitudes of Christians have been given a wildly distorted understanding of the biblical teaching about faith. In the late 20th century, Word of Faith teachers such as Kenneth Hagin and Benny Hinn were at the fore.
The Bible declares clearly that faith is a force.
In the early 21st century, they are overshadowed by a new breed of prosperity preachers with rock star platforms like Joel Osteen and Paula White.
God said to challenge the people to give $66.12 according to Psalm 66:12. When you put your faith with the word, then you have mandated results.
Hank gives hope and truth to the millions trapped in the faith movement in his landmark book, Christianity in Crisis, 21st Century. To get your copy of Christianity in Crisis, 21st Century, call 888-7000-CRI or go online at www.equip.org. Don't forget to ask about the autographed and limited leather editions.
When Charles Darwin was writing his famed The Origin of Species, it was well known at the time that the first fossils of animals appeared suddenly and without predecessors. So there was a deep dilemma about what his theory told him to expect to find and the facts. Darwin's Dilemma on DVD explores the mystery of the Cambrian explosion and the scientific controversy that still surrounds it. Where are the missing transitional forms that Darwin's theory requires? Can any undirected evolutionary process explain the origin of animals? Filmed on four continents, this fascinating documentary examines some of the most important fossil discoveries ever made. The Cambrian explosion was actually an explosion of biological information, information that points unmistakably to foresight, purpose, and intelligent design. Order Darwin's Dilemma, The Mystery of the Cambrian Fossil Record from CRI by calling 888-7000-274 or online at equip.org. Do you have questions about the Bible, cults, the occult, world religions, or other related topics? Have you ever been stumped by something that appears to be a contradiction in the Bible? Then you've tuned to the right place. Coming up in just a few minutes, you can hear your questions answered on the Bible Answer Man broadcast, a production of the Christian Research Institute, hosted by Hank Hanegraaff. The Christian Research Institute exists to provide Christians worldwide with carefully researched information and well-reasoned answers, information to encourage them in their faith and equip them to intelligently represent it to people influenced by ideas and teachings that assault or undermine Orthodox biblical Christianity. For further information or to search our vast library of resources, go to equip.org. That's equip.org. We do what we do because truth matters. Remain faithful in a world that claims feelings are just as important as facts, if not more so, we have to know the truth about what we believe and why, because truth matters. But simply knowing correct doctrine can still leave you feeling empty or distant from God. Watchman Nee's The Normal Christian Life will give you the insight you need to live a crucified life, dead to yourself and alive in Christ. This inspirational collection of messages will spur you in a desire to grow even closer to God, especially when life becomes difficult. To find out more or to request your copy of The Normal Christian Life, go online to equip.org. That's equip.org. Or you can call a CRI resource consultant at 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-274. Welcome to the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Your host is Hank Hanegraaff, president of the Christian Research Institute. Today, Hank welcomes back to the broadcast Andrew Yu and Chris Wild to continue their discussion of Watchman Nee's spiritual classic, The Normal Christian Life. To find out more about The Normal Christian Life by Watchman Nee, call our resource consultants at 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-CRI. Or you can go online to equip.org. That's equip.org. And now, here is the host of the Bible Answer Man broadcast, Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. Delighted to be in studio today and continuing my discussion with Andrew Yu and Chris Wild. They're involved in a move of the Holy Spirit called the Local Churches, and their lives have been used in a mighty way all over the world. They are humble Christians and some of my most treasured friends. I am delighted to welcome them back to the studios of the Christian Research Institute as we discuss the normal Christian life. Good to have both of you with us.
Thank you for inviting us, Hank.
Hank, great to be back again today.
It is ironic that we met almost 7 years ago, and at that time, I thought both of you guys were involved in some kind of occultic movement. And in meeting you, I discovered that all the preconceptions were simply wrong. And this was not something we came to lightly, but after a 6-year primary research project, we were able to release an edition of the Christian Research Journal in which we overtly say on the cover, we were wrong. Talk for a moment, Andrew, about the testimony of brothers when we see that we have a kindred spirit, when we learn to humbly recognize that sometimes you have to say you were wrong, and out of that can flower a beautiful relationship and a ministry of the gospel together.
Well, Hank, the one thing that impressed me the most was the principle that CRI holds, and that is truth matters. And it is this very short word that gave both us a faith for CRI and a faith that CRI would eventually be able to open up and have brother-to-brother fellowship in Christ. And I remember the first time when we met, we basically went off in this kind of a way that we were not being apologetic, we were not being political, but we basically share our testimonies of what it is that we believe, and even though we do differ on the minor things, but truth itself matters. And I know that, Hank, you have to pay a price in saying what you said, and in the same way, when we choose to engage in dialogue, it is based on the faith that truth matters. And I would say it is because truth matters that Watchman Nee and all these wonderful people that we share about suffer. It is also because truth matters that we, years ago, engaged in bringing people face-to-face to talk about what we believe in. And I am very, very thankful for what the Lord has led us through in the last 6 or 7 years. It has been a journey, but it is a journey that we took profitably because truth matters.
Chris, as Andrew just said, that there are secondary issues that we all continue to disagree on, but when it comes to essential Christian doctrine, we stand shoulder to shoulder. The move of the Holy Spirit that you're involved in has so often been misunderstood, as being a move that embraces modalism, and yet you have testified very clearly to me that you believe in one God revealed in three persons who are eternally distinct.
Yeah, that's correct, Hank, and that's the foundation upon which our faith rests. We also believe that part of that manifestation of the three-one God is that the three persons, or what are referred to as the three persons, also indwell one another or co-inhabit one another, so that while they are three distinct personalities, they are inseparable, and the action of the one must, by necessity, involve the action of the three. Now, that's a position that historically has a lot of credence and a lot of support among great theologians through the ages. It's a definition that has been, I would say, probably lost on many, if not most, of today's Western evangelicals. The second part there about the inner penetration or the inner coexistence of all three in one another. And so much of our writing puts an emphasis on the fact that these three cannot be separate, though they are distinct. And it's that emphasis on the inseparability that some have twisted and some have honestly misunderstood. And I want to make sure that that's clear. We certainly don't believe everyone who disagrees with us is intentionally twisting what we say. But there has been occasions where that has been the case, but giving the benefit of the doubt, and even an honest misunderstanding, when those passages that are emphasizing this oneness, this inseparability of the three, are linked together in such a way, they can be made to look on a superficial glance as if we're presenting a modalistic understanding of the Trinity. We are clearly not there. Our God is three, eternally distinct, but not separate.
So one God revealed in three persons who are eternally distinct. Another misunderstanding revolved around the notion that human beings can attain godhood, and there is the misperception, and certainly we contributed to a fountainhead of misinformation in this regard, that the local churches believe that men can become gods. But the distinction that has been so clearly made in the writings of Watchman Nee and Witness Lee is that we can never attain to godhood as God is God. In other words, we cannot become ontologically God, but we can be deified in the sense that Peter talks about. Expand on that for me, Andrew.
Yeah, exactly, Hank. Of course, the Bible says that in the scripture that you quoted, that we share in God's nature by regeneration, that God imparts his very nature into us. And in Colossians, it says that Christ is our life. And so it's perfectly scriptural, and something that the apostle certainly has said, that we share with God in his life and in his nature, but we would never share with God in his Godhead, in his place of being worshipped. That belongs to God exclusively. However, when we do not talk about sharing in God's life and nature, we are depriving ourselves of a very important element in God's gospel and his full salvation to us, that not only has he objectively redeemed us out of hell and sin and destruction and condemnation, but that he today would want to be one with us in sharing with us his very best, which is his life and his very nature. In doing that, we would worship God even more. We would realize our creatureliness even more, and to worship him more, that he, as a creator, would would love us so much that he would share with us his life and his nature. Just like the apostle said, that when we face him, we would be like him. So I think this is a very, very rich part of God's full salvation.
In context, the apostle Peter, when he says that we are partakers of the divine nature, was not suggesting that mere humans can be deified as gods, but he was speaking, as you point out, Andrew, of believers undergoing a moral transformation from one that expresses the corruption of the world to one that reflects the character of God. And that is one of the things I have seen so poignantly in Watchman Nee's writings, particularly The Normal Christian Life. It is a book that I want to put in the hands of people throughout the United States and Canada, all over the world, and it is available on the World Wide Web at equip.org. When you write me at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271, or when you talk to our resource consultants at 888-7000-CRI. Andrew, The Normal Christian Life is a book that is so significant on the point that we're talking about, undergoing a moral transformation from one that expresses the corruption of the world to one that reflects the character of God. And I have been so moved as I have seen people that have been involved in the local churches expressing the character of God in a way, quite frankly, that I've seldom seen in the Christian world.
Well, Hank, let me share with you something that some in the West may not have that kind of perspective. Now, you have to realize that when a Chinese person believes in the Lord, he knows that there are far better teachings on moral conduct. I'm talking about Confucius teaching. I'm talking about traditional classical Chinese teaching. They taught morality for 2,000 years, 3,000 years. And so, you know, one big question that a Chinese believer would face would be, if the Bible is only talking about moral teaching and telling people to do good, why do we need the Bible? Why do we need the Bible at all? And so the answer, of course, is that Christ come not only just to give us good moral teachings, which moral teachers, ethical people, and great men would teach. What Christ offers is on another dimension. He's offering us his own very life, just like the normal Christian life at the beginning exists. When you look at Matthew chapter 5 and 7, and you consider all those precepts of the Lord Jesus, and you start asking, who on earth can live this kind of life except Christ himself? And he said, the answer is precisely right there, and that is that God never meant for us, ourselves, to live that kind of life. It's to be a life that is lived out by Christ alone. So we're talking about uplifting the Christian morality or the Christian behavior to another level, which is not just good, but God. It's not just being good in a comparative sense, but something that comes in from divine, from God himself.
Talking to Andrew Yu and Christopher Wilde as we continue our discussion about The Normal Christian Life by Watchman Nee. He was isolated in a bleak Chinese prison camp in 1952 for his faith. He was formally sentenced in 1956, and he must have thought that his public ministry was over. He died in that camp, probably never knowing that his lectures have been placed into a little book, a book that can still inspire you and me to a closer walk with Jesus Christ decades later. God blessed his faithfulness as a branch growing over the prison wall, reaching from east to west. And by the way, you might not realize the far-reaching impact of your gifts to the Christian Research Institute. Of course, you know you help keep the Bible Answer Man on the air, keep our website running, and making a difference in lives around the world. The offer of plenty hard-hitting resources that we make available, but True's Grass today will also bear fruit for years to come, and people you touch through your support will have an influence on countless lives in the days to come. So stand with us. You can do that in a safe, secure fashion on the World Wide Web at equip.org. We'll be right back with my guests in just a moment.
Locked away in a Chinese prison camp for his faith, where he eventually died, Watchman Nee must have thought his public ministry was finished. But his messages were compiled into The Normal Christian Life and are still inspiring believers around the world to a closer walk with Christ decades later. Likewise, you may not realize the far-reaching impact of your gifts to CRI. As you know, your gifts keep the Bible Answer Man on the air, the website running, and plenty of hard-hitting resources available. But people you touch through your support now will influence countless lives in the future. To thank you for your support, we'd like to send you a copy of The Normal Christian Life. You can give securely at equip.org or call us at 888-7000-CRI. To defend your faith with passion and precision, you need to subscribe to the Christian Research Journal. In our age of information overload, Christians must learn to discern between good and evil, truth and falsity. Hank Hanegraaff's acronym DISCERN is a memorable tool that can help believers discern for themselves in the face of sharp disagreement on critical issues in the church. Plus, articles on the wisdom of Pixar, the biblical concept of family, and much more. To subscribe now, go to www.equip.org or by calling one of our resource consultants at 888-7000-CRI. Don't go away. The Bible Answer Man broadcast returns in just a moment. Now, more than ever, today's believer who wants to stay informed needs to subscribe to the Christian Research Journal. Here's what you'll find in the latest issue of the Christian Research Journal.
In our age of information overload, Christians must learn to discern between good and evil, truth and falsity. Hank Hanegraaff's acronym DISCERN is a memorable tool that can help believers discern for themselves in the face of sharp disagreement on critical issues in the church. As social media explodes around the globe, ideas of friendship and community are rapidly changing. Yet for all its possibilities, the virtual world can't replace the significance of embodied interactions. Douglas Groteis helps us understand what place social media should have in our lives. Plus, articles on the wisdom of Pixar, helping friends find their way to Christ, the biblical concept of family, and much more.
Call CRI and start your subscription today, 888-7000-CRI. You'll also see it online at equip.org.
Remain faithful in a world that claims feelings are just as important as facts, if not more so, we have to know the truth about what we believe and why, because truth matters. But simply knowing correct doctrine can still leave you feeling empty or distant from God. Watchman Nee's The Normal Christian Life will give you the insight you need to live a crucified life, dead to yourself and alive in Christ. This inspirational collection of messages will spur you in a desire to grow even closer to God, especially when life becomes difficult. To find out more or to request your copy of The Normal Christian Life, go online to equip.org. That's equip.org. Or you can call a CRI resource consultant at 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-274.
It is reading and interpreting the passage in light of what the Bible says, not my imagination.
You've always appreciated the thoughtful, biblically based answers you hear from Hank on the Bible Answer Man. But how can you benefit from Hank's input and instruction in your personal quiet times? You can with the Legacy Study Bible. Hank Hanegraaff has helped to assemble what could be the most helpful Bible you've ever read. Informative and educational articles are written by Hank using acronyms that he regularly uses on the Bible Answer Man, including LIGHTS, showing how to understand the Bible, MAPS, demonstrating how the Bible is divinely inspired and preserved, DOCTRINE, summarizing essential Christian doctrine, and FEAT, an apologetic on Christ's resurrection. Order the Legacy Study Bible, edited by Hank Hanegraaff, by calling 888-7000-CRI or online at www.equip.org. Don't forget to ask about the personalized edition. Remain faithful in a world that claims subjective feelings are just as reliable as objective facts, we have to know the truth about what we believe and why, because truth matters. But simply knowing correct doctrine can still leave you feeling empty or distant from God. Watchman Nee's The Normal Christian Life will give you the insight you need to live a crucified life, dead to yourself and alive in Christ. To find out more or request your copy of The Normal Christian Life, go to our website at equip.org. And now we return to our conversation with Andrew Yu, Chris Wilde, and your host, Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. And we're talking about The Normal Christian Life with two of my treasured friends, Christopher Wilde and Andrew Yu. A book that is making a difference for time and for eternity. It's a Christian classic. It has sold over 1 million copies and continues to have a dramatic impact in East and West. Good to have both of you back on the broadcast.
Hi, Hank. This is such a pleasure to be able to linger with you and have this kind of conversation over not just the pages of the book, but of the rich truths that are revealed in it. You know, in the yesterday's program, we spent a fair amount of time on that last chapter, on why this waste. And earlier in the program, you played an excerpt of the audio book. I remember doing that reading about 9 years ago, 9 or 10 years ago. And the book had a deep meaning to me as a young believer. It was the first Christian book I read, of course, beside the Bible, when I was saved in 1972 as a very young man. And then I was asked to come back to this and do it as an audio book all these years later. And I know you've done many books on tape, and you know the drill, Hank. Those are intense sessions, and you know you're struggling to get it right. But time and time again, reading the pages of this book like that, the Lord visited me, and through the course of my Christian life, 30 years, and how many of the realities and truths that I first read about in that book he had, through one experience after another, wrought into me more effectually. And many chapters of that book took me a long time to get through, because the tears would well up, and it was just such an experience with the Lord, the whole labor. I remember particularly that last chapter on why this waste. And I turned the mic on, and I sat down, and I read through the chapter. And I think that the only session during that whole reading that I got through without mistake. And I felt so good that, you know, I really had expressed in the reading how I felt and what the Lord had revealed to me. And I got up from the chair. I was thanking the Lord. I went into the console and to turn the record button off, and I realized I had turned the mic on, but I had not hit the record button. And I was just overcome immediately with this sense of disappointment. I'll never get it that right. I'll never do it that well. And then the Lord touched me. What was that chapter about? And it's simply that our very best means nothing unless it's wasted on Him. And He said, that one was for me. Now you can record the chapter you're eager to record for what you're doing.
The Normal Christian Life by Watchman Nee. It has had a profound impact, and I can hear the impact in your voice, Chris. Andrew, talk to me for just a moment about the title, The Normal Christian Life. A lot of people think they are living the normal Christian life, but perhaps have no real radar fix on what the normal Christian life is.
Well, Hank, the first time I came across this title, it intrigued me. And I thought, what was the normal Christian life? And what eventually he was saying after reading the book was that this is not a super normal life, which some Christians believe that in order for you to be a victorious Christian, you need to be super normal. But what Watchman was saying is that a lot of us are living the subnormal Christian life. And the normal Christian life is a life that is Christ himself. It is not just for the most spiritual. It is not just for the ones that who have attained full maturity per se. It is not just for the ones who are up in the pedestal. It is for every believer. And I know that there is a sister version, addition to that book, The Normal Christian Life, called The Overcoming Life. And in that book, the sister version, Watchman Nee challenged the reader to a life that is in intimate fellowship with God, a life that is fully satisfied with God, a life that have the ability to do good, and a life that is filled with light and holy sanctified to God. Now, of course, you know, I was thinking about our Pentecostal friends who always tell us that it's not enough to be saved. You need to go on further and have more blessing and have lived the abundant life. Well, I am saying that Watchman Nee's book is an answer, to that. And that is, what is the abundant life? The abundant life is not in experiencing Christ as our power, much less to just have him perform miracles for us. But the really abundant life, the life that wins, the life that overcomes our circumstances, our anxieties, our worries, our everyday experience of death, that abundant life is experienced when we live Christ. And again, I go back to Galatians 2:20, that it is no longer I that live, but Christ living through me. That is the normal Christian life. That is the life that God has measured out for you and me and for every one of us, that we should live that way. It is not for the super spiritual giants. It is for all of us.
And that is one of the distinctives of the move of the Holy Spirit that you're involved in. It's not for the pastor alone to study the Word of God. It is not alone for the pastor to prophesy in the sense of encouragement, edification, exhortation, and equipping, but it is for every believer to be involved in the proclamation of the Word, in praise, and in worship. In every sense, we worship God through prayer, praise, and the proclamation of the Word, and that is for every believer.
Oh, you're absolutely right, Hank. And that's why in the local churches, we do not try to uplift anyone, either as a clergy system that is above the ordinary layperson, or any other system that would uplift any believer more than the other ones, because we believe what Christ has given us through his salvation, through his accomplished work, is for all the believers. And so both in life, in work, in function, in gifts, we all have received the same from the head. And as a result, we flow him out. We express him in our church meetings, in our daily life, in our service, in our preaching of the gospel. And that becomes a given for all of the believers. And I think what you mentioned as one characteristic of what we believe is the New Testament church is that everyone would share in this blessing, the blessing of living in Canaan land, and get out of the wilderness of ourselves, and that we are not only people that are delivered out from Egypt, but we are daily living this overcoming life that is in Christ.
Talk to me, Chris, about Christ building his body. So often we read in the scripture that Christ is the head, but Christ is building a body, and each member of that body is significant. Paul lays that out beautifully and succinctly in Romans chapter 12.
Yeah, you know, Hank, I was going through the book even to get refreshed before we were to do these programs, and I came across that chapter in the book on the one body in Christ. After, you know, taking the reader through or the believer through these experiences and this progression in the book of Romans, particularly chapters 5, 6, 7, and 8, where really we you know, have the full breadth of the individual Christian experience, if you will, and resulting in deliverance by living a life in the Spirit. And after you've got this sort of sanctified and perfected or matured believer in his experience, immediately he's ushered into the corporate aspect of the Christian life, which is the body of Christ. Now, if I could, I was going back to a few in the previous section when Andrew was talking about this matter, or you and Andrew were talking about this matter of deification. It reminded me of John chapter 15 and the verse 5, you know, right at the beginning of the chapter where we have this picture of the vine. And he says, I am the vine, you are the branches. And I've got a kind of a very prolific grapevine, a decorative one in my backyard that I'm constantly having to prune and bring under control, but it's beautiful. But it's just so massive and thick, and I dare someone to distinguish between the vine and the branches. He says, I am the vine, you are the branches. But when you look at it, there's one entity there. This is the corporate aspect. This is the body of Christ. Ultimately, Paul takes us to the advancement of that, the perfecting of that, and introduces this corporate entity as the unique, singular bride of Christ that has become the perfect match to him as the goal of the gospel. So to miss the body aspect, to miss the corporate aspect, is to really miss the end. It's like going through a great novel or a great epic and then missing the final chapter, which is where it all is consummated. And you know, the body of Christ is not a metaphor, it's a reality. It's not just an expression, a turn of language to give us a kind of an understanding that it's important that we relate well to other believers. No, it's a living, organic reality. There is no way for the believers to reach their ultimate goal in the Christian life, to express God, without this corporate aspect. So we must be interconnected, interrelated, and built up together.
We're talking to Chris Wilde and Andrew Yu about The Normal Christian Life by Watchman Nee, also talking about what it means to live authentic New Testament Christianity, making our lives count for time and for eternity. The Normal Christian Life by Watchman Nee, available through the Ministry of the Christian Research Institute. You can check it out on the World Wide Web at equip.org. You can write me for it at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. As always, resource consultants standing by at 888-7000 CRI. And please do remember the Christian Research Journal. It's an award-winning magazine no Christian home should be without. You can subscribe to it in a safe, secure fashion on the World Wide Web at equip.org. We'll be right back with Andrew Yu and Chris Wilde and The Normal Christian Life.
To find out more about The Normal Christian Life by Watchman Nee, call our resource consultants at 888-7000-CRI, or you can go online to equip.org. It's not too much to say that truth is under siege in the postmodern world. So often, those who see truth as relative, subjective, or pragmatic are seen as tolerant and enlightened. Conversely, those who see truth as objective and grounded in the person and work of Jesus Christ are considered intolerant or even arrogant. As an organization, the Christian Research Institute will not compromise nor submit to political correctness, no matter the cost, because truth matters. CRI equips you with well-researched tools to identify truth from error, but we can't do this without your support. We need you to partner with us in prayer and with your financial gifts so together we can continue to impact the world with the transforming power that only Jesus Christ can offer.
Learn how to become a Bible Answer Man supporter by calling 888-7000-CRI or just go to our website at equip.org. The Bible Answer Man will continue in just a moment.
Remain faithful in a world that claims feelings are just as important as facts, if not more so, we have to know the truth about what we believe and why, because truth matters. But simply knowing correct doctrine can still leave you feeling empty or distant from God. Watchman Nee's The Normal Christian Life will give you the insight you need to live a crucified life, dead to yourself and alive in Christ. This inspirational collection of messages will spur you in a desire to grow even closer to God, especially when life becomes difficult. To find out more or to request your copy of The Normal Christian Life, go online to equip.org. That's equip.org. Or you can call a CRI resource consultant at 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-274. Just as helmet lights assist miners to see into the depths of the earth to extract precious gold, there are now lights to help you mine the depths of God's Word. Continuing with the highly useful and memorable Hankronym flip chart series, Hank Hanegraaff introduces memorable keys to understanding what God has said. Lights on your path to reading the Bible for all it's worth. A pocket-sized laminated flip chart based on the acronym LIGHTS. God has spoken, and the Lights flip chart will give you the tools to know what God has said. Available from the Christian Research Institute is our way of saying thank you for your generous support. Request your copy today on the web at equip.org. That's equip.org. Or when you call our resource consultants at 888-7000-CRI.
Hank Hanegraaff has answered thousands of questions while hosting the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Now, the complete Bible Answer Book Collector's Edition offers concise and well-crafted answers to over 170 questions that stumble seekers and galvanize skeptics against the historic Christian faith. This beautiful leather hardbound edition contains all the questions and answers from the Bible Answer Book Volumes 1 and 2, plus all new answers to some of today's tenacious questions such as, does Mormonism really teach that Jesus is the spirit brother of Satan? And did Jesus make a crucial historical blunder in the Gospel of Mark? And that's not all. With each entry, Hank offers scripture references specifically related to the subject matter and recommends resources for further study to better equip you. Get your copy of this attractive 550-page leather hardbound book when you call 888-7000-CRI or order on our secure website at www.equip.org. That's equip.org.
And don't forget to ask about the personalized edition.
You're listening to the Bible Answer Man broadcast and your host, Hank Hanegraaff. Through reading The Normal Christian Life, you'll discover that Watchman Nee's illustrations drawn from everyday life make it easy to apply complex spiritual truths and give you the foundation and encouragement to stay committed to Christ even when He feels distant. When you come alongside the Christian Research Institute and the Bible Answer Man broadcast through your financial support, we'd like to say thank you by sending you a copy of The Normal Christian Life. To request your copy, visit our website at equip.org or simply call us at 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-274. Well, now let's get back to Hank Hanegraaff and his guests.
Thank you very much, Randy. We're talking about The Normal Christian Life, which was based on a question asked by Watchman Nee, and that question had to do with what it meant to live the crucified life. And of course, the book was put together after Watchman Nee was already in prison, without Watchman Nee ever knowing that he would have that kind of an impact in the West. In 1938, he gave what were called the Denmark Lectures that provide the backbone of The Normal Christian Life. Watchman Nee had read Karl Marx, and he understood the threat of communism to the church. And yet he taught with a new vigor, writing and presenting weekly systematic lessons on the basics of Christianity. Well, of course, the communists, as we all know historically, gained control in 1949 and began to infiltrate the church. In 1952, Watchman Nee was taken into custody, and he wasn't heard from until when he was formally brought to trial in Shanghai in 1956. He was found guilty, he was imprisoned, and he died in prison of unknown causes. But people who knew Watchman Nee heard him singing hymns in the early morning like Paul and Silas from another age. And in those years of imprisonment, his written works compiled with sermons and lectures gained prominence in the West. By the way, Watchman Nee would read through the entire New Testament once a month, and he peppered his talks with engaging, enlightening anecdotes. And as a result, he took complex issues and made them understandable for the average reader. His work has served to remind the church in the free world, just like in communist China, to remember and pray for thousands of Christians worldwide who have been or are being persecuted for the cause of Christ. The normal Christian life ends with a chapter that we talked about yesterday, the goal of the gospel, and includes the startling commentary, prophetic, of Nee's own final decades. We, like he wrote, to always be on the go, but the Lord would sometimes prefer to have us in prison. We think in terms of apostolic journeys. God dares to put his greatest ambassadors in chains. And then he quoted the Apostle Paul, but thanks be unto God, which always leadeth us in triumph in Christ and maketh manifest through us the Savior of his knowledge in every place. Of course, that comes from 2 Corinthians 2:14. Chris, Watchman Nee died in a prison camp, and when we think about the irony of him writing the last chapter when he had no idea that that was going to be his fate, yet he said God put some of his greatest ambassadors in chains, he puts us aside and still uses us. And I guess the bottom line is that to Christ be all the glory.
Boy, Hank, I think that you couldn't have said it better. That's exactly it. You know, in that chapter also, right near the end, you know, he begins that chapter by mentioning the fact that the Lord commanded that this story of Mary breaking her most precious possession on the Lord, wasting, as it were, everything on him, this story should be told whenever the gospel is proclaimed. This paragraph, I'd like to read it, Hank, if I could. It's not very long. It says, whenever you meet someone who has really suffered, someone who has gone through experiences with the Lord that have brought limitation, and who, instead of trying to break free in order to be used, has been willing to be imprisoned by him, and has thus learned to find satisfaction in the Lord and nowhere else, then immediately you become aware of something. Immediately, your spiritual senses detect a sweet savor of Christ. Something has been crushed. Something has been broken in that life. And so you smell the odor. The odor that filled the house that day in Bethany still fills the church today. Mary's fragrance never passes. It needed but one stroke to break the flask for the Lord. But her action, that unreserved giving and the fragrance of that anointing, abides. And I would have to say, those last 20 years of Brother Nee's in that prison camp were the breaking of that flask and the scattering of that same fragrance of Mary upon the walls of that prison house. And I would say, and I don't mean this to sound too mystical, and I hope it doesn't come across that way, but there is an element of that fragrance on the pages of this book. You know, you began the program, Hank, reading that congressional proclamation by Congressman Smith. And I have been on Capitol Hill and visited with many of the Christian delegation, both on the Senate and House side. And inevitably, we've come across believer after believer, and we tell them we're here to talk about Watchman Nee and the situation in China. And I can't tell you how many times I've heard the same testimony. Oh, I read that book, The Normal Christian Life, when I was just saved, soon after becoming a Christian, and it had such an impact on my life. That is that fragrance. He wasn't allowed to do a mighty earthly work, but that fragrance has permeated every word of his ministry that has been passed on to us. And that we could have such a portion would be the highest blessing.
Hmm. Andrew, comment on the sovereignty of God, where you have a man who has such enormous gifting, and yet he's in prison not knowing that his work is going to have an impact in the West, and how that demonstrates that it's not us, but it is always Christ. So often it's what we think we do for Christ that matters, but it's actually, as Chris was just alluding to, it's what we waste on Christ that matters. Our all given to him, as Mary gave her all to Jesus Christ, a story that continues to permeate the pages of Scripture and arrest Christians today.
Well, you know, Hank, I was thinking that this was exactly what the Bible depicts to us, remembering the Apostle Paul, who says, death working in us, but life in you. And so death works in this member, Watchman Nee, but through him, the aroma, the savor, the beautiful testimony flows out to the rest of the body. And if we go back further, that was exactly the testimony of the Lord Jesus, the suffering Messiah, that he willingly handed himself over to the Father, and that therefore he highly exalted him. And that was God's work in vindicating the Lord's ministry. Hank, I want to share with you and others this hymn that Watchman Nee wrote. And in all 16 verses, Watchman Nee was talking about the life of a vine. And it's a very beautiful description of how a vine, when it blossoms, you really can't quite tell where the flowers are. You know, it's among all the plants, its flowers are the most insignificant and smallest. Yet it exists for supplying others with joy, firstly in the form of the grapes, and then in the form of the wine, which the grape goes through in the press. And while the people are being satisfied with the wine, the vine itself is left in the dark, cold winter night, waiting for the next spring to come to blossom anew. And so at the end of that song, Watchman Nee said this, and I'll read it to you. It says, not by gain our life is measured, but by what we've lost, it's scored. 'Tis not how much wine is drunken, but how much has been outpoured. For the strength of love ever standeth in the sacrifice we bear. He who has the greatest suffering ever has the most to share. Hmm.
Reminds me of the words of Romans chapter 12. Therefore, I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you'll be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. For by the grace given me, I say to every one of you, do not think of yourselves more highly than you ought, but rather think of yourselves with sober judgment, in accordance with the measure of faith God has given you. just as each of us has just one body with many members, and these members do not all have the same function, so in Christ, we who are many form one body, and each member belongs to all the others. We have different gifts according to the grace given us. If a man's gift is prophesying, let him use it in proportion to his faith. If it is serving, let him serve. If it is teaching, let him teach. If it is encouraging, let him encourage. If it's contributing to the needs of others, let him give generously. If it's leadership, let him govern diligently. If it's showing mercy, let him do so cheerfully. And then, of course, Paul goes on and talks about the preeminence of love and how we are to be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, and faithful in prayer, and share with God's people who are in need, practice hospitality. The Christian life, the normal Christian life, is about offering ourselves as living sacrifices in the service of the Master. The normal Christian life is a devotional study that will help you do that. Learn how to live the crucified life, the normal Christian life. Not only have your doctrine straight, but experience the resurrected Christ living within you as you are buried to your old life and raised to newness of life through his resurrection power. It's been great to have both of you on the broadcast. God bless you, Andrew and Chris.
Thank you, Hank.
Thank you for inviting us, Hank.
Yeah, we really appreciate the chance to have such a time.
My dear and treasured friends, and again, what a treat to talk to them about the Normal Christian Life by Watchman Nee. We want to put this resource into your hands so that you can grow in the grace and knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. We're out of time for this edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Do remember, Monday through Friday at this time, we take your calls live on air when you dial 888-ASK-HANK. That translates to 888-275-4265. As always, our contact numbers, Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. You can access us on the World Wide Web at equip.org. And our resource consultants, as always, standing by, 888-7000 CRI. Out of time, out of here. Look forward to seeing you next time with more of the Bible Answer Man broadcast.
The Normal Christian Life, an inspirational collection of messages from Watchman Nee, will spur you in a desire to grow even closer to God, especially when life becomes difficult. In gratitude for your support to the Bible Answer Man broadcast and the Christian Research Institute, we'd like to send you a copy of The Normal Christian Life. Just call 888-7000-CRI or give securely online at equip.org. That's equip.org. You can also write to us at P.O. Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina 28271. The Bible Answer Man broadcast is furnished by the Christian Research Institute. We're on the air because truth matters. To remain faithful in a world that claims feelings are just as important as facts, if not more so, we have to know the truth about what we believe and why, because truth matters. But simply knowing correct doctrine can still leave you feeling empty or distant from God. Watchman Nee's The Normal Christian Life will give you the insight you need to live a crucified life, dead to yourself and alive in Christ. This inspirational collection of messages will spur you in a desire to grow even closer to God, especially when life becomes difficult. To find out more or to request your copy of The Normal Christian Life, go online to equip.org. That's equip.org. Or you can call a CRI resource consultant at 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-274. On one extreme, Muslims are portrayed as a mad monolith. On the other, as peace-loving pacifists. In the dark days immediately following 9/11, one thing was painfully obvious. More often than not, we were being informed by rhetoric and emotional stereotypes rather than reason and empirical studies. Many of us know Muslims already in our neighborhood or workplace. And with an ever-increasing population of Muslims all over the world, we should be ready to go to them as Christ calls.
Islam, What You Must Know, the best of the Christian Research Journal brings together the best articles of the Christian Research Journal on Islam to equip you to think Christianly about Muslims in order to reach them for Christ. To order this unique hardbound book on Islam, dial 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-274. Or order online at equip.org.